Dateline Washington, Thursday, October 16th, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, reacting to the presidential debate. First up, the Republicans. Alex Conan is the National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. He joins us to explain why he believes John McCain got the better of Barack Obama on the issue of the economy, and especially on tax policy, as they debated about whether Joe the Plumber would do better under the McCain or Obama tax cut plan. We'll also get the Democratic reaction from Michael Lewin, longtime chief of staff to Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. He's also been a Democratic strategist and worked on several campaigns. Michael will explain why he believes Barack Obama may have sewn up the presidency in the debate, and it had very little to do with what he actually said in the encounter with Senator McCain. Plus, the tour of the battleground states takes us to North Carolina today. We'll examine why the Obama-McCain race is razor close there, as well as the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race featuring Elizabeth Dole. And the week in politics, we'll look at the presidential debate as well as the key battleground states and more with John Gizzi, political editor of Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. John will also give us his latest U.S. Senate predictions in the states of Minnesota and Alaska. All that plus the day in Congress and in business follows Thursday's top news and Senators McCain and Obama back on the campaign trail following Wednesday night's third and final presidential debate held on the campus of Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Senator McCain went after Senator Obama fiercely on a number of key issues, including Senator Obama's tax plan.
Now, Senator Obama talks about the very, very rich. Joe, I want to tell you, I'll not only help that you buy that business that you worked your whole life for and be able, and I'll keep your taxes low, and I'll provide available and affordable health care for you and your employees, and I will not stand for a tax increase on the small business income. 50% of small business income tax taxes are paid by small businesses. That's 16 million jobs in America. And what you want to do to Joe the Plumber and millions more like him is have their taxes increased and not be able to realize the American dream of owning their own business. That's what Joe believes.
That's the issue that both of them discussed at length on Wednesday night. Joe the Plumber, that stems from an encounter Senator Obama had in Toledo, Ohio earlier in the week as he canvassed a neighborhood. And Joe the Plumber came out and asked Senator Obama why he would want to tax him more simply for making above $250,000 a year as a prospective small business owner. Senator Obama said Senator McCain didn't have the facts straight.
He's been watching some ads of Senator McCain's. Let me tell you what I'm actually going to do. I think tax policy is a major difference between Senator McCain and myself. And we both want to cut taxes. The difference is who we want to cut taxes for. Independent studies have looked at our respective plans and have concluded that I provide three times the amount of tax relief to middle-class families than Senator McCain does. And what I want to do is to make sure that the plumber, the nurse, the firefighter, the teacher, the young entrepreneur who doesn't yet have money, I want to give them a tax break now. And that requires us to make some important choices. Last point I'll make about small businesses, not only do 98% of small businesses make less than $250,000, but I also want to give them additional tax breaks because they are the drivers of the economy. They produce the most jobs.
The candidates tangled on a wide variety of fiscal and moral issues, and the conversation also turned to the fact that both men believe they have unique skills to bring the two fractious parties together up on Capitol Hill and throughout the country. Senator McCain, though, challenging Barack Obama to name even a single issue which he has stood up and bucked his party leaders.
Let's look at our record, Senator Obama. Let's look at as graded by the National Taxpayers Union and the Citizens Against Government Waste and the other watchdog organizations. I have fought against spending. I have fought against special interests. I have fought for reform. You have to tell me one time when you have stood up with the leaders of your party on one single major issue.
Obama later responded that he stood up to his party leadership early on in his Senate term when he voted for tort reform. Obama also says the positions of John McCain and those of President Bush are pretty much identical.
The fact of the matter is that if I occasionally mistaken your policies for George Bush's policies, it's because on the core economic issues that matter to the American people, on tax policy, on energy policy, on spending priorities, you have been a vigorous supporter of President Bush.
More news later. For now, that's a look at Thursday's headlines.